A very obvious question arises about the time of Mashiach. Will nature of the world change? Now the Rambam Paskins brings down in his Hilchos Melachim clearly that in the times of Mashiach, not necessarily will there be the change of Minhogei Shel Olam, the nature of the way the world runs. The world will be exactly the same as it is now. And he even says about Mashiach himself that Mashiach doesn't have to show wonders or miracles in order that we should believe in him. The world will carry on running at the course of nature. However, the Rambam wrote a Igeres Hatchia, a letter to a group of Yidden, all about Tchias HaMesim, different concepts about the fundamental principles of the Jewish faith are discussed in the letter. And he says over there in the letter as follows, that which he had written in the Sefer Yad HaChazoka, his Sefer of Halachas, that when Mashiach's times, the world will not change its nature, is not necessarily. The reason why he paskened that way in his Sefer of Halachas is because he tries in any given situation that he could describe the prophecies of the Geula in a natural way. He prefers to do that than to say that it's miraculous. So for example, the verses, the psukim about V'gor Zedim Keves, that the wolf will dwell with a lamb, says that the Rambam describes it, that it doesn't necessarily mean actually that a real wolf will not anymore eat up a lamb and change its nature. No, the world will carry on being in its nature that a wolf will tear up, want to eat up a lamb. It's referring to, the wolf is referring to the nations of the world, and the lamb is referring to the Jewish people. And till now, in the time of Golus, the wolf has eaten up the lamb, the Goyim are persecuting the Jewish people, and when Mashiach will come, the wolf will lie with the lamb. In other words, the Goyim won't hurt the Jewish people. And this way, the Rambam, in his Sefer of Halachas, avoids changing the changing of the laws of nature. And the proof that this is so is in the psukim, that one can translate the psukim to meaning in a different context, that it's just a mashal. The wolf and the lamb is not a physical wolf and lamb, but it's a mashal. It shows on the Jewish people and nations. It is from the continuation of the pasuk at the end of the Haftarah over there. In the psukim, it says that in the time of the Mashiach's coming, that the world will be full with the knowledge of God, like the waters cover the seabed. In other words, the world will change is because the world will be filled with the knowledge of God. Now, if we learn that the psukim, the verses about V'gor Ze'evim Keves, that the wolf will lie with the lamb, are literally, what is the connection and what's the reason that, why will that happen? Kimol ha'aretz de'as Hashem, the world will be filled with the knowledge of God. What does that have to do? Animals don't have anything to do with de'as Hashem, knowledge of Hashem. Why should wolves and sheep change their nature? Because of de'as Hashem, the knowledge of God. There's no connection. Therefore, the Rambam prefers to learn that these psukim are talking like a parable, like a mashal. It's just talking. The wolf is the goyim, and there won't be any wars, and everyone will live in peace. Why will they live in peace? Because the world will be filled with the knowledge of God, and that's why the goyim will be in peace with the yidden and between each other. That makes sense. Nevertheless, the Rambam writes in this Igeres HaTchiyah, in this letter that he writes about that what he had written in the Sefer of Halachas is not necessarily, and it could very well be that the Psukim will actually come to fruition in its literal material sense. And maybe it will happen in certain places, Maybe like one of the psukim says over there, lo yareu v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kodshi, that where won't they do damage the wild animals b'chol har kodshi, on my holy mountain. In other words, it could be that in certain cases when Mashiach comes, these prophecies will actually happen literally and the world will change its course of nature. Its laws of nature. And maybe the Rambam wants to explain how this could happen even al pi teva. That wild animals nowadays devour and eat up is because of their lack of that they're not satiated, they're not full from their food and they want to eat more. But when Mashiach's going to come, maybe there'll be plenty full of what to eat and they won't lack any food. And then al pi teva, according to the laws of nature, the wolf won't tear up the lamb. Now, usually we'd say that we paskin like the way the Rambam writes in his Sefer of Halachas. But in this case, where the Rambam himself in a letter brings down what he says in the Sefer of Halachas, and he says, nevertheless, it may not necessarily come out that way. And the psukim about the changing of nature might actually happen in the simple sense. So we'll trust the Rambam about what he wrote. We'll take on the Rambam according to what he wrote in the letter over what he wrote in the Halachas. And the way the Rebbe explains of how both of them could come true is very simple. That there will be two periods of time, two eras in the time of Mashiach itself. The first period of time, the first era, the beginning of the times of Mashiach, there will be, the world will be exactly the same as it is now, and nothing will change. And then there'll be a later time that the world will change, and the world will become more miraculous. And even this could be related to the pasuk of Molo Ha'aretz Deyos Hashem, because even animals to a certain extent have a certain sense of das, and if their das will be full of Deyos Hashem, it will prevent them from devouring and being bad and evil. Rather, they will live in peace with the lamb, and therefore it could very well be that these psukim will come true in the literal material sense.